Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 58 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanna Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
In your local government, that's where it's so close and so fresh to all of us. A vote is a voice.
The deadline to register to vote in the May primary is quickly approaching.
A former bank executive in Ashland has been sentenced on charges of fraud.
Lawrence County officials arrested a man with a pipe bomb.
Rowan County Senior High School will need a new principal next year.
The State Board of Education is meeting privately this afternoon.
In sports, the Reds will try and stay hot tonight in Milwaukee.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 40 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A former Ashland Bank executive was sentenced to over 3 years in prison. Martin Ross, former senior vice president at Town Square Bank, was accused of defrauding his former employer of $1.4 million. Ross pled guilty to the charge in December. According to the Ashland Independent, Ross had been creating fake customers with detailed financial history and including fake loans to those accounts as high as six figures. When Ross completes his sentencing, he will have to pay back the $1.4 million.
Lawrence County police were surprised to find a man with a pipe bomb yesterday. Police arrested 29-year-old Travis Matthews after they were called by a family member who claimed Matthews was breaking into their home. When they arrived at the scene, Matthews was twitchy and claimed he had been up for days. A search of the cabin revealed what was later identified as a pipe bomb. Investigators also found containers of methamphetamine and syringes. Matthews has been charged with possession of a destructive device, wanton endangerment, possession of a controlled substance, drug paraphernalia, and public intoxication. He is lodged in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
Police arrested a man suspected of car theft in Owingsville yesterday. According to WKYT, two suspects arrived in a stolen black car. Surveillance footage captured one suspect stealing a white truck from a gas station on Saturday. Police tracked down the truck and arrested Taylor Smith after several miles of chase on foot. Smith is facing a litany of charges for the carjacking. The black car was found abandoned near the Nauta Tunnel Monday evening by authorities. The vehicle contained stolen masks and clothing. The other suspect in the case has not been identified.
A Lexington couple has pleaded guilty to federal drug trafficking charges. WKYT reports 27-year-old Brandy Stamper and 37-year-old Michael Jackson were arrested in January of last year. Lexington police executed a search warrant at a home on Norway Street, three blocks away from Lafayette High School, where they found more than 140 grams of fentanyl and 500 grams of cocaine, along with several handguns, scales, and more than $80,000 in cash. Prosecutors say the couple possessed enough fentanyl to provide tens of thousands of lethal doses. Both Stamper and Jackson have pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute fentanyl, cocaine, and crack cocaine. Jackson faces a minimum of 20 years in prison, while Stamper faces a minimum of 15.
The deadline to register to vote in next month's primary election is less than a week away. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis says the official tally of registered voters in Rowan County was updated just yesterday.
Democrats, total registered is 9,065. Republicans is 4,520. Other is 610, and usually other means like a no-party preference. And then we have independent, libertarian, green party, constructionist, reformist, and social workers, and they're about 51.
So far, Davis says almost 8,000 women have registered to vote, along with just under 7,000 men, bringing the total number of registered voters in the county up to 14,683. The deadline to register for May's primary election is Monday, April 23rd. You can register at the clerk's office, by mail, or online at RowanCountyClerk.com or GoVoteKY.com.
Moorhead is one of the only Kentucky cities which is seeing growth. That's according to Area Chamber of Commerce Director Tracy Williams. While much of the Commonwealth is seeing increases in unemployment and businesses shutting down or implementing layoffs, Williams says Rowan County just keeps getting good news. Williams says the announcement of a new cooperage was made just last week.
$66.5 million investment into another 220 jobs in our community. So that's going on. Great job to our Economic Development Council and all the work that they've done on that. We have the medical pavilion opening. We have franchises seriously considering us. You know, we've grown a great deal.
Williams says new investment in the community is due to the hard work of the Economic Development Council.
Rowan County Senior High School will soon be looking for a new principal. Dr. Ray Genter announced his intent to retire during a teacher meeting on Monday, citing health reasons. Genter says after 5 years as the principal, he is most proud of the family atmosphere at the high school.
I want you to want to come to school. I want you to want the kids to come to school. I think the academics come along, you know, they come with being a family atmosphere and enjoying what you're doing, both the staff and the kids.
Genter says his retirement will be effective at the end of June. He expects the Board of Education to begin a search for his replacement soon.
State Education Secretary Hal Heiner is leaving his post to accept a position on the Kentucky Board of Education, making him the seventh new board member appointed by Governor Bevin. WUKY's Josh James reports.
Heiner, a former Bevin primary opponent in the 2015 governor's race, has served in the cabinet position for 2.5 years. During his tenure, Heiner helped usher in the $100 million Work Ready Skills Initiative and pushed for charter schools. This is the secretary in 2016 on KET.
If we're going to be the best Kentucky we can possibly be, we need to have a school system that addresses the needs, not just of students that have all sorts of supports in life, but students that might have a gap in their life. And that's why charter schools have grown around the country. That's why they're in 43 states.
The appointment moves Heiner from the role of policy advocate to policy maker as he joins 10 other appointees on the board, which oversees K-12 schools and the state's education commissioner. Bevin made 6 other appointments to the board, including his former communications director, Amanda Stamper. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
The Kentucky Board of Education is meeting privately this afternoon to decide whether to keep the state's Commissioner of Education. Republican Governor Matt Bevin appointed 7 new board members on Monday. The board is now entirely composed of people he appointed. The board then called a special meeting for today to discuss the possible dismissal of an employee. The only employee the board has the authority over is Education Commissioner Stephen Pruitt. Bevin told reporters today he was not happy with Kentucky's recent test scores. He said the decision on whether to keep Pruitt is entirely up to the board. Pruitt has been commissioner since September 2015. Bevin took office in December of 2015.
Teachers in Kentucky wore black Monday in protest of the governor's comments regarding last week's protest rally. According to WKYT, teachers called the demonstration Blackout Bevin. Teacher Marie Stevens says that she was surprised by the governor's statements.
How he could attack public educators who had given their day and who have given many days to protest for education and say that because we weren't in school that we were the cause of children being sexually molested or being introduced to drugs or being poisoned.
Bevin said children were placed in harm's way Friday because teachers rallied instead of being in the classroom.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, keeping our community a safe and enjoyable place to live and work while moving forward in a progressive but responsible manner. County services include the detention center, road department, ambulance service, and animal control. In addition, funding for the airport, parks and recreation, economic development council, and other community organizations provided under the guidance by the elected officials of the Rowan County Fiscal Court.
Kentucky has shown improvements from last year in regards to national disaster procedures. That's according to a study conducted by the University of Kentucky's Department of Health Management and Policy. States are ranked from 1 to 10 on the National Health Security Preparedness Index, which is an indicator as to how well states handle national disasters and health hazards. Dr. Glenn Mays led the research team conducting the study. He says Kentucky is now leading the nation in health security surveillance.
surveillance capabilities, very, very important for getting an early launching control strategies early. And Kentucky continues to lead the nation in that area.
Although surveillance ratings are up, Mays says Kentucky is lacking in its ability to maintain the security and safety of water supplies. Research has found an increased number in violations of health standards in local water systems.
The Kentucky Department of Health is warning residents of six counties, including Jefferson, to get vaccinated for hepatitis A. Haley Hansen reports.
Health officials are recommending vaccinations for people in Jefferson, Bullitt, Hardin, Greenup, Carter, and Boyd counties. All six counties have seen at least five cases of the virus. So far, Kentucky's Hep A outbreak has passed 300 cases, with 214 of those originating in Louisville. One death has been reported. While the outbreak is occurring primarily among people who use illicit drugs, doctors are recommending everyone get vaccinated. I'm Haley Hansen.
11 national companies are touring eastern Kentucky this week, looking to possibly bring more jobs to the region. The companies include Amazon, Hilton, and Williams-Sonoma, and they're partnering with Teleworks USA. The group will be hiring people to provide technical support and customer service. According to WIMT, the trip could bring hundreds of jobs to the region. Michael Cornett is the director of agency expansion.
The region needs diverse opportunities for employment, and Teleworks takes away the need for people to have to commute long distances for work.
Cornett also says Telework has hired almost 1,500 people in eastern Kentucky since January of 2015. The region could see jobs open as soon as 2 weeks from now.
The cold snaps in the region are slowing the growth of fruits and vegetables. According to WKYT, Eckerd Boys Orchard in Versailles has been closely monitoring their crops. While not yet affected, General Manager Megan Fields says it's important to be cautious.
Once they get 28 and below, that's when it's critical to us because it starts to break down the cells and the flowers or the blooms.
If the crops don't sustain any damage, the whole harvest will be made available May 1st.
The National Priorities Project publicized a new report showing exactly where tax money is being spent. They crunched the numbers regarding 2017 federal spending. The report revealed that 29 cents of every dollar went to Medicaid and Medicare programs, 23 cents for the military, and 11 cents to private contractors. NPP Program Director Lindsay Koshgarden says people should know how federal dollars are being spent.
When we look at what Americans say their top priorities for the federal government are, they certainly do say things like healthcare and national security. Education and jobs and the economy are right up there, but they're not right up there when we look at how much we're actually spending.
The report also indicates that 14 cents went to pay interest on the federal debt, 7 cents to unemployment and labor, 6 cents to veterans, and 4 cents to education, food, and agriculture.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for this week, tonight we can expect clear skies turning to overcast later and a low near 40. Tomorrow morning, cloudy skies and a 20% chance of rain, highs near 75. Tomorrow night, some evening showers with light wind gusts and a low of 39 degrees. Thursday morning, a 20% chance of precipitation and some cloudy skies, high of 47. Thursday night, cloudy skies clearing up later in the night, a low of 32. Friday morning, sunny skies with light and variable winds and a high of 57. Current temperatures are 54 degrees in Flemingsburg, 56 degrees in Ashland, 60 degrees in Inez, 58 degrees in Lexington, 57 degrees in Winchester, and 58 degrees in Moorhead.
On our feature segment today, the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety and Law Enforcement Agencies are asking drivers to keep their hands on the wheel and their eyes on the road as part of the One Text or Call Could End It All campaign. WMKY's Peyton Stewart has the story.
Texting and driving is a dangerous and growing trend among drivers. While anything that takes a driver's eyes off the road is hazardous, texting while driving is especially dangerous because it combines all types of distractions, visual, manual, and cognitive. Kentucky State Police Sergeant Josh Lawson says this form of distracted driving is much more prominent than it used to be.
As I've progressed through my career, driving down the road and seeing somebody with their head down, not able to maintain a lane because they're looking at a cell phone or reading a text or something of that nature, it's grown and it's become much more of a problem.
Lawson says no text, is worth the danger or the price you may have to pay for texting and driving.
Simply because they couldn't leave their phone in the seat next to them until they reached their destination, they may be charged upwards of $100, almost $200, when it's all said and done for this infraction.
The police sergeant said that they would rather educate people on the laws rather than have to enforce them.
We would much rather catch it on the front end, provide education, be informative, speak to them about the consequences of such things, and never see it happen in the first place.
Distracted driving is the cause of more than 57,000 crashes, resulting in 14,600 injuries and 147 fatalities in Kentucky last year. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Peyton Stewart.
It's 4:46 and 58 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cody Robinson, and we're so glad that you've joined us on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. Located on Triplett Street near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for recyclables. Funded in part through a grant from the Kentucky Division of Waste Management, an additional green trailer rotates among Elliottville, Farmers, Hayes Crossing, and the MMRC Fire Department on Kentucky 801 North. The rotating trailer schedule is online at moreheadrecycling.org.
The Reds go for two. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds will look to make it two games in a row after they picked up just their third win of the season last night, defeating Milwaukee 10-4. Billy Hamilton went 2-for-4 at the plate in the game, driving in three RBIs to go along with scoring twice. Hamilton says it was just the kind of game he and his teammates needed.
I felt great up there, man, because all these negative thoughts in my head is not good for me. But if I come out here and just go up there and see the ball and hit the ball, I'd be way much better than I've been. So like I said, it's another good day for us. And like I said, we'll come back out here and repeat it tomorrow and see how many wins we can get in a row without losing.
Sal Romano takes the mound for the Reds this evening. Junior Guerrera goes for Milwaukee. First pitch is set for 7:40. The Morehead State softball team visits Dayton tomorrow for a doubleheader with Wright State. At 20-12 on the year, MSU head coach David Williams says it's another good opportunity to see where his team stacks up against out-of-conference competition.
They're going to try to, manufacture runs any way they can, so we need to minimize their opportunities defensively, and then we need to take advantage of whatever opportunities we get offensively. So, we've been preparing for their pitcher this week and, working on locations that she's going to work, and hopefully we can hit those spots and drive the ball. And defensively, we just have to play behind our pitchers and back them up.
Wright State is 14-21 on the year. Tomorrow's first game starts at 2 p.m., with the second starting soon after. Robert Amos is excited about the opportunity to take over as the new head coach at Greenup County. Greenup has made the regional tournament just 9 times since 2000, but Amos says his goal is to have them in the regional tournament on a regular basis.
We want to compete for the district championship every single year. I think that's a goal that we can meet or achieve. And in the next, hopefully sooner rather than later, we want to contend for the 16th region championship and get Greenup County back in the top three or four teams in 16th perennially. And I think that's definite some achievable goals for us if we put the time in.
Amos is replacing Harold Tackett, who retired after 6 seasons at Greenup County. The Kentucky basketball team has lost another member from last season's roster. Hamidou Diallo has declared for the NBA draft with the intentions of signing an agent. Diallo declared for the draft last season but decided to return to school after redshirting. But after spending a year and a half in Lexington, Diallo says he believes he's ready for the league.
Coming back to school, I knew it wasn't going to be easy. Coach Cal told me it would be the hardest thing I ever done in my life. But I grew up this year. I became a man on and off the court. I know I've only scratched the surface of my game, but I'm now prepared to do it because of the work I've put in at Kentucky and the support of everyone at this university. With that being said, I'm entering my name into the 2018 NBA draft. I'm ready to take the next step.
Diallo joins Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Kevin Knox in entering the NBA draft and signing an agent. PJ Washington has entered but has not hired an agent, leaving open the possibility of returning to UK for a sophomore season. NBA playoff action continues this evening with 3 games scheduled. In the first game of the night at 7 o'clock, Washington will try to steal Game 2 in Toronto. The Raptors won the first game of the series 114-106, and DeMar DeRozan says his team has to continue to defend their home floor tonight.
We got Game 1, as we should. We've been great home at home all year.
You know, that's something that we work for, try to really gain that reputation. So I think from the beginning of the season of how we ended playing off at home is we already had that in our mind. You know, whenever we're on our own court, is we supposed to win. You know, and that's our mindset.
At 8 o'clock, the Celtics will look to take a two-game lead over the Bucks in Boston. Celtics star rookie Jason Tatum says doing so will rely on his team's defense.
We understand that we're a defensive-minded team, and you know, that's what's going to give us the best chance to win. So we just try to limit them in transition points because we know they excel in that, and just try to help each other as much as possible on the defensive end.
In the nightcap, New Orleans will look to steal another game in Portland at 10:30. One other note from the NBA, G League salaries are going up next season to $35,000 for most players and up to $385,000 for those on two-way contracts. The G League says about 25% of its players this past season earned an average of $44,000 in affiliate player bonuses. The maximum regular salary in the G League last year was around $26,000. The Morehead State football team is into its last week of spring drills, which will be capped off with their annual Blue Gold Spring Game on Saturday, April the 21st. MSU head coach Rob Tenier has been pleased with his team's defensive unit this spring.
Well, good. We got a lot of returning players. You know, we got really three corners back with game experience, with Brandon Duncan and Kellen Carson and Chauncey Johns, and then Star Hutchinson at free safety that's doing a nice job. You know, we're getting some other young guys some good reps. And I think I'm really pleased with what we've done up to this point.
Saturday's scrimmage is set to kick off at 6 p.m. Admission is free. Finally in sports, the Kentucky football team wrapped up their spring work last Friday with their spring game. Head coach Mark Stoops says he was pleased with his team's performance during spring work and happy with the attitude and effort his team showcased over the past month.
If we continue with that attitude, then I like where we're headed. You know, so overall, spring was a success. We got to finish strong academically. And hit that weight room. You know, there's no, you know, we can't give them very much time off. They got to get back in there, get stronger, get bigger, and get ready for the next phase this summer to continue to progress.
Stoops says he hopes to name a starting quarterback this summer. Gunnar Hoag and Terry Wilson are battling for the job. Kentucky is looking to replace Steven Johnson, who graduated last year. At sports for WMKY, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Online at msueagles.com. Baseball welcomes West Virginia Tech at 5 p.m. tomorrow and Austin Peay this weekend. Softball hosts Southeast Missouri on Saturday and UT Martin on Sunday. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks closed sharply higher as investor sentiment was boosted by strong results from some of the biggest U.S. companies, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 213.59 at 24,786.63. The S&P 500 was up 28.55 at 2706.39, and the NASDAQ soared 1.75% or 124.81 to finish at 7281.10. Netflix was up 9% and was the best performer in the S&P 500 after reporting inline quarterly earnings and higher-than-expected subscriber growth, as well as strong international growth. United Health shares rose 3.6% after it reported better-than-expected earnings and raised its outlook for the year. Goldman Sachs posted better-than-expected earnings and revenue for the first quarter, this boosted by a 38% jump in equities trading. However, the stock fell 1.7% after opening higher. Johnson & Johnson posted a profit that surpassed estimates, boosted by a strong performance by its pharmaceutical segment. J&J jumped at the opening but slipped to close almost 1% lower. IBM, CSX, and United Continental are among the companies set to report after the close. On the economic data front, housing starts rebounded in March, totaling 1.319 million versus an estimate going into the report of about 1.26 million. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.3% at $66.47 a barrel. Gold was down 50 cents at $1,350.20 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were strong today, with the Stock 600 index up 0.8%. In Asia, stocks were weak, with the Shanghai Composite down 1.4% and the Hang Seng down 0.8%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were United Health and GE. While the worst performers were Goldman Sachs and Johnson & Johnson, in the S&P 500, the best performers were Netflix and Amazon, while the worst performers were Comerica and Bristol-Myers Squibb. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 34 cents at 70.68, CSX up 16 cents at 56.57, AEP up 56 cents at 68.83, Marathon Petroleum up $1.04 at 78.56, AK Steel up 18 cents at 4.72, and Community Trust Bank was down 35 cents to finish at 46. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Taking another look at this week's weather forecast, tonight clear skies turning to overcast later and a low of 40 degrees. Tomorrow morning, cloudy skies and a 20% chance of rain and highs near 75. Tomorrow night, evening showers with light wind gusts and a low near 39. Thursday morning, a 20% chance of precipitation and some cloudy skies and a high near 47. Thursday night, cloudy skies clearing up later into the night and a low of 32. Friday morning, some sunny skies with light and variable winds and a high near 57. Friday night will be a cloudless evening with a 10% chance of rain and a low of 34. And Saturday, it'll be cloudy throughout the day with a high near 62 and a low of 40. Current temperatures are 54 degrees in Flemingsburg, 56 degrees in Ashland, 60 degrees in Inez, 58 degrees in Lexington, 57 degrees in Winchester, and 58 degrees here on the campus of Moorhead State University.
Taking a look at some events coming up in our region, the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music invites you to a community square dance at the Rowan County Arts Center, 7 p.m. on Wednesday, April 18th. Admission is $3 and free to students. Enjoy live music. It's beginner-friendly, so all ages and ability levels are welcome.
The Board of Directors of the Cave Run Symphony Orchestra presents an evening of chamber music at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 19th. The concert will be held at First Baptist Church on Main Street in Moorhead. Performers include Donald Grant at the clarinet, Alan Smith on the cello, and Paul Taylor on the piano. The concert is free and open to the public.
The Cave Run Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Dr. Timothy Durbin, presents Celebration, their spring concert at 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 22nd at the Moorhead Conference Center. Tickets are $15 for adults, free to MSU students and children ages 17 and under.
The Department of Art and Design in the MSU School of Creative Arts presents the annual MSU Art BFA Exhibition, April 25th through May 9th, in the Claypool Young Art Gallery at Moorhead State University. An opening reception will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, April 25th. Admission is free and the community is invited.
Rowan County Christmas will sponsor a barn painting class on Tuesday, April 24th at the Moorhead Shriners Club off Kentucky 519. Refreshments at 5:30 and the class starts at 6. Cost is $35 per person. Proceeds support Rowan County Christmas. For more information, contact Kelly Barhorst or Peggy Jones at 776-7728.
Rowan County Senior High School Theater presents The Music Man in the high school's Performing Arts Center. Showtimes are at 7 p.m. on April 26th, 27th, and 28th, and at 2 p.m. on Sunday, April 29th. Tickets are $7 for adults and $5 for students.
That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Brian Courtney, Arlo Barnett, Bailey Booth, Kenzie Thompson, Chaz Jenkins, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. WUKY's Josh Jame and KNN's Haley Hansen. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Peyton Stewart. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BHINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.